This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Andrew Coleman, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. My situation actually happened in Vegas. Actually, I'm born and raised in Vegas. I just moved to Atlanta recently. I have no idea why, but hey, I'm here, so it is what it is. But anyway, my story is kind of dealing with a hospital situation where I went to the hospital, and it's really dealing with, I guess, supernatural type dreams, you know, and stuff like that. But anyway, I went to the hospital, and they told me that I had a semi-pneumonia case, and so they gave me medicine. I went home, took my medicine, wasn't feeling better, so I went back to the doctor the following day, actually 2 days later, and they ran some more tests, and I was actually diagnosed with double pneumonia in both my lungs. So they decided to keep me in the hospital, and I was in the hospital for maybe 3 days or something like that. And the event happened is that, you know, while I was in the hospital bed, I was in the room, and, you know, I was sleeping, but I kind of felt myself maybe half woke or whatever. But while I was, you know, in the hospital at night, every night, I started having like these dreams or visions or whatever, and people were coming up to me, and they were telling me how they died in that hospital. It was kind of a creepy experience because, you know, as I, you know, woke up or, you know, came out of that state, whatever, it was very weird because, you know, when you ever had them aspects where you dream something, you wake up, and then you go back to sleep and you continue to have the same dream. And so that's kind of what my scenario was. And I went back to sleep and, you know, people were just coming up to me and they were telling me how they died in the hospital and what happened to them and what was wrong with them. And I thought it was just kind of strange. And, you know, I guess I have a lot of dreams because I've spoken to a lot of people that are close to me that have passed away as far as grandparents, close friends, relatives. Recently, my wife's grandmother passed away back in January. And I had a dream that, you know, I was talking to her in the dream and she was telling me that she's fine. And the weird thing about the dreams is that I've had repeated dreams with the same individuals that have passed away. And I'm asking them questions and they would tell me that they know that they're dead and that they're okay. And I would have the same conversation with the same individual in a different dream. And they would tell me that they didn't know that they were dead, but they were fine with where they were. It was very weird. And I guess I have a lot of dreams and things like that, that, you know, I guess I can kind of say that God shows me. You know, I had a dream back in, this was maybe in 2002, and I remember I wrote it down. I still have the notebook, you know, on the paper, and I wrote down a dream, and the dream was simply, you know, I had a dream that my older brother got shot, and, you know, I dreamt that an airplane went down, and it was in a specific part of Las Vegas, and and I showed my mom that dream, and she was just kind of like, wow, I mean, didn't really know what to say. And probably, I don't know, maybe a year later, in Las Vegas, there are two airports. They have the McCarran International Airport, and then they have the smaller airport, which is located in North Las Vegas. And probably about a year later after that dream, I had the dream, and then the small airplane. This was actually a smaller airport in North Las Vegas, but some small airplanes went down and crashed, and some people, of course, were deceased in that situation. And the plane fell, you know, and crashed into some people's house. And around that same location is where my brother's barbershop is, where he worked at. And something happened at the barbershop, and my brother ended up getting robbed, him and another guy, and the guy that robbed him shot my brother and shot the guy that was with him. And I thought it was interesting because I showed my mom that notebook after all this happened, right down to the T, to the spot on where all this happened, from when the plane went down to where my brother was shot. And I just thought it was a little, you know, kind of a interesting concept that I have these dreams that, you know, it's almost like I see things, you know, and I'm not, you know, saying I have these gifts or, you know, stuff like that. You know, I'm not a skeptic, because I kind of believe in the other side. But I'm also a minister. So, you know, I know the Bible says, you know, about the dead not being able to have contact with the living, you know, and I listen to a lot of the stories that go forth. And I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, people are having these experiences. And so it's almost like, okay, was a barrier broken where it's given, you know, the deceased access to try to communicate? I just think it's a weird scenario, but, you know, I'm 100% believer. I think it's a lot of stuff that are paranormal. I just have a lot of, you know, and so my call is pretty much about a lot of dreams. And there are a lot more dreams that I have that I remember that I've written down from talking to people that are passed away and that are deceased. And so I just thought I'd share that story. I think it's very, I don't know, it's just one of those interesting concepts. You know, that what if these people are really telling me that they're okay, you know, and it's almost like maybe they're giving me an insurance, you know, that they're okay. So I don't know. Just thought I'd share that with you guys. Love what you're doing. You guys work great together. Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I am an EPP member. I did recently have some fraud on my card. So last one didn't go through, but I'll probably get that updated today sometime. Anyway. Man, you guys keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you. Thanks for giving people the outlet. And definitely look forward to hearing from you guys and hearing the new stories coming out. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.